Does it seem like you've been praying and doing everything you feel God wants you to do, and yet you feel like God has somehow said no to your prayer request? You know, why would God say no? I mean, when does God say no sometimes to our prayers? It's coming up. Hi folks, Pastor Scotty at Truths That Transform. Thanks for tuning in and listening today. I hope you're doing well. I want to talk about a subject that really baffles a lot of Christians and a lot of Christians have trouble with, and that is the matter of God saying no. Does God say no sometimes? Well, let's look at the Bible. 2 Corinthians chapter 12. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 7 through 9. The Bible says this: "And lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me. And he said unto me, My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me." Now, friends, what the truth I want to take you to take away today is this. The reality is that God does indeed sometimes say no to our prayer request. Now, that he's not trying to be mean, it isn't that our prayer request is wrong or sinful or selfish. That's not the point. That's not the principle here. But perhaps our prayer request is not God's will for our life. Did you catch that? Maybe you're praying for something and it's not necessarily wrong. It's not bad, you know. Maybe praying for a car, praying for a job, whatever it may be. And it may be a good thing. However, is that particular thing God's will for your life? That's the point. Well, I don't know. Well, exactly. So you pray, maybe God says no to that and he opens the door somewhere else. Paul had to learn that it was not God's will for God to heal him. He said, "I besought the Lord thrice that it might depart from me." He prayed multiple times, "God, take this thing away. God, take this thing away." And God said, "No, that's not my will." He wasn't rebuking Paul for asking, because asking wasn't sinful. He didn't rebuke Paul for asking, but he said, "That's not my will. This is my will, and you need to rest in my will." And friend, that's where we need to get in our Christian life. That's where we need to be in our faith, is that we get to a point where we understand, okay, maybe this isn't God's will. And we rest and trust in his perfect will for our life, that he knows better. So it's not, God is not saying, you know, it's sinful, but he's saying, "No, I do not wish you to have that. I have something better for you. I have something better in store for you. You need only trust me, my child." You see, now some people, some girls will pray about a guy. Some guys will pray about a girl. Some preachers will pray about a certain ministry. Some people will pray about a relationship or whatever the case may be. Whatever you're praying about right now, maybe you're thinking, this has got to be God's will. I mean, everything seems to be lining up. Oh, but wait. Maybe it isn't. You need to wait on God's will. You need to trust the Lord's hand and ask him for judgment, ask him for wisdom. You see, when God says no, ladies and gentlemen, we must trust his heart that he has something better waiting in store for us. He's not trying to be mean. He's actually trying to do better for us. He's actually trying to help us. And we need to be patient. We need to wait and say, okay, that wasn't for me. And there have been times in my life where we thought, man, this is a great opportunity, but it wasn't for us. It was a good opportunity, nothing bad about it, but it wasn't for us. And you don't want to get yourself into a situation where you're like, man, this is great. Yeah, but is it for you? Is that the right opportunity and right time for you? You got to wait it out, seek the Lord's will. And if he says no, okay, it wasn't bad, but it wasn't for me. What's next, Lord? And you wait on God's timing, you obey him, and wait till he reveals that to you. Hope that'll transform your day, friend. Thanks for tuning in. We'll talk to you next time.